The tale starts.
There was once in the country of Halifbay a sad city, the saddest of cities, a city so ruinously sad that it had forgotten its name. It stood by a mournful sea full of glumfish, which were so miserable to eat that they made people belch with melancholy even though the skies were blue. In the north of the sad city stood mighty factories in which, so I'm told, sadness was actually manufactured, packaged, and sent all over the world, which never seemed to get enough of it. Black smoke poured out of the chimneys of the sadness factories and hung over the city like bad news. And in the depths of the city, beyond an old zone of ruined buildings that looked like broken hearts, there lived a happy young fellow by the name of Harun, the only child of the storyteller Rashid Khalifa, whose cheerfulness was famous throughout that unhappy metropolis, and whose never-ending stream of tall, short, and winding tales had earned him not one but two nicknames. To his admirers, he was Rashid the Ocean of Notions, as stuffed with cheery stories as the sea was full of glumfish. But to his jealous rivals, he was the Shah of Blah. To his wife, Saraya, Rashid was for many years as loving a husband as anyone could wish for. And during these years, Harun grew up in a home in which, instead of misery and frowns, he had his father's ready laughter and his mother's sweet voice raised in song. Then something went wrong. Maybe the sadness of the city finally crept in through their windows.